the, today is 21st, right? April 21st, okay, so April 21st, 2010, we're going to do lesson number 33 called Hands Interlaced. So take a moment to just observe how you're lying on your back today. Notice how your head is resting on the floor. How your shoulders are resting. How your spine is resting in between your shoulder blades. Your pelvis is lying on the floor. And how your legs are lying on the floor. And then lastly, take a moment to observe your breath. Your breathing, notice your inhalation, the pause, and then your exhalation, your pause. And then go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And then you're going to place your right ankle on your left knee. Just one more back foot. And your right hand is going to come behind your head. That's it. And then your left hand will get a hold of your right foot. So, and come underneath the foot with the thumb too. Yeah, best to be from the underside, not over the top. So, and with your foot, more your foot, there you go. And in this position, begin to lift your head at the same time as lengthening your leg, your right leg up towards the ceiling. Go slow, and then you come back down. And how I like to think of the movement is that instead of looking forward, like in the gap that you create, is you're more looking up towards your foot. So it's as if somehow your foot in the top of your head or your nose would meet somewhere way above you towards the ceiling. That's it. See, that's very different than lifting your head and letting your face look towards the front of the room. So think of your face staying more towards the foot, looking for your foot. That's it. So you're lifting your head, but as you lift, that's it. You're looking towards the foot. There you go. Really nice. And then you fold back down. Good. Maybe do it just one more time. And then let it go and rest on your back. Go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. This time, place your left ankle on your right knee. And then with your right hand, you'll get a hold of the left foot from underneath. Same kind of idea. And your left hand behind your head. And again, so you start to lift your head at the same time as lengthening now your left leg. And again, if you can have this idea that somehow your foot and let's say your forehead would meet somewhere above you. way above you. So there's, it's not even important, but that there's this idea that you're lifting more up towards the ceiling instead of having your face look at the front of the room. So in a way, you're directing your eyes to look at your right hand and your left foot. Really nice, that's it. And notice if you lift on the exhale so that you can soften your chest. Good, okay. And let that go and rest on your back. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now interlace both hands underneath your head. And first of all, just get really comfortable with being able to lift your head. So when you are going to lift your head, it's best to have your elbows directed towards the ceiling. And really feeling that it's the shoulder girdle and the arms that lift your head. Okay? So just a couple times, just lift your head and you should be able to roll your head a little bit in between your hands. And for whatever reason, I think of this hand position as like a hammock. And that's what it should feel like. You know, if you've ever lied in a hammock, you just give your full body weight to the hammock. Let your head give all of its weight to your hands. Okay, good. Now, the next time that you lift your head up, you're going to hold it up so it's not a high lift, but wherever you're comfortable. That's nice. And now lift your right leg in the air, keeping both up. That's it. So you want to lift the head a little higher, a little less. And now start to make a circle with your right foot. And it's really the whole leg. Sorry, I said the foot, but so you begin to make a circle. There you go. And just notice as you're making the circle, first of all, are you going clockwise or are you going counterclockwise? And do you think of your toes as making the circle? Or your toe, like if let's say your big toe was a marker, that it's drawing the circle and the whole leg follows? Good, okay, and pause. Rest on your back, just lower, yeah, down to the standing position for a moment. So each time we come back to this, for yourself, look for how do you make it a little less effort, a little easier. Okay, go ahead and lift your head again. And then lift your right leg again. And this time, let's say you make the circle clockwise. And see if you can shift the marker idea to your right heel. So if you were drawing a circle, let's say towards the ceiling, or that's it, that it's the heel, that's it, now drawing the circle. And is it just your leg involved, or do you feel a little bit more of the whole pelvis becoming involved? And again, your hands should be behind your head, not your neck. Make sure that it's way up at the skull. And if you're holding your breath, pause for a moment. That's it. Okay, and rest. Come back to the standing. Now this time, let's not even have you lift your head. Just keep your head on the ground. but have the elbows bent forward towards the ceiling. So it's as if you were lifting the head, but you're not. And again, really make sure, I'm going to say a couple of you, I want you to slide your hands a little higher up. You're too close to your neck. So the back of the head is higher away from the, you know, if you think of where the top of your head is and your neck, your hands should be somewhere in between. That's better. So rest the head, though, on your hands. Fold the elbows. Lift the right leg again. And let's start with making a small circle clockwise with the whole leg, small, like the size of a clock. And then can you gradually enlarge the circle and start to feel that there's some kind of weight shifting that starts to occur in the pelvis. When does more weight come onto the left side of the pelvis? That's it, Tricia. And then the right, that's it, Cindy. That's the idea. That's it, Tess. So you may even feel a moment that when you're over towards, let's say, 3 o'clock, that you feel a little weight being pressed into the left foot. It helps you go over to 3 o'clock. And now change the circle. So now go counterclockwise. Now can you play with the idea here now of going ahead and continuing the circle? And can you lift the head? That's it, without changing your breathing, without tensing the psoas muscles. If it feels too much, put the head right back down. And that tells us something about the upper back for you. There you go. Okay, rest the leg. There you go. And now go ahead and fold your elbows again towards the ceiling, and we will lift your head this time. And just go ahead and lift your head and direct your face and your eyes this time towards your knees. That's it. And then lower back down. So feel as you start to lift the head, what part, it's in the mid to lower back, below the bra line, that starts to press into the floor. That's it, Tricia. So a little bit higher, Tess. So you want to go up even more. You get the shoulder blades off. There you go. So imagine that I was coming around and I grabbed your elbows and I was going to lift you up this way. So you keep on going forward, forward, forward with your elbows, and that's it, Julie. So it's pretty low down. Those lower ribs and lower back, that's it, area again. And can you think a little more directionally that the elbows would come over your knees? So there's a slight upward lifting as well as forward. Okay, rest. Everybody rest. Is that activating? Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, well, we talked about that, yeah. So everybody rest. Bring your arms down by your side, rest your legs, so just really rest. With you lying long like this, I'm going to have you go ahead and do a movement of lifting your head. Again, the idea is you're going to lift and look towards the front of the room. So as if perhaps you were going to come all the way up to sitting, but we're not interested in that. So your arms are down by your side this time, so you don't get to do any work with your arms. So feel what happens, first of all, in your abdominal area. That's it. So you start to lift the head, you look towards the front of the room, the shoulders come up. and then you go back down. I call it the corpse lifting. So if you were like a dead skeleton and somebody came underneath you and started to lift your head, that's it. Or they grabbed your head from the front and they were going to lift you up. Excellent. It's almost like sometimes the arms get in the way. Good. Okay, rest that. Okay, let's have you bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way this time. So switch over the fingers by one and put them behind your head. And then as you're going to lift your head, and again, your head. So you fold the elbows, lift the head, create the hammock. Now lift your left leg towards the ceiling. And let's see if we can begin to make a circle with your left leg. And let's try going clockwise. You can start small, so there's no hurry or rush to make a big circle. And then you can get it to be increasingly larger as it gets more familiar. And if you need to lower your head, you can do that and keep doing the circle, or if you need to pause with your leg. Good. Okay. Go ahead and pause and rest with your legs standing and rest with your hands behind your head. And now go ahead and lift your head again. Lengthen your left leg up towards the ceiling and change the direction of the circle. So again, go counterclockwise. Start off a little smaller and get a little larger. And just notice, do you focus on your toes, the left toes, or the heel? And does it make a difference for you? So as you're doing the circle, can you shift the focus from the toes to your heel and see how that changes how you do the circle? So if your heel is drawing the circle, it activates different muscles than the toes. That's nice. Are you breathing? Can you still breathe? That's good. Okay, and let all that go. Rest your legs. Rest your arms down by your side. Now this time, roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your feet standing in front of you, kind of like some stuff we did last week. And now with your right leg, you're going to place your right hand below your right knee. And your left hand, there you go, and your left hand is going to get a hold of the right ankle. So you kind of have to lean forward, scoot your sit bones back a little bit. There you go. And from this position, come actually underneath your right foot, so that that's it, so that you could lift the right foot up towards the ceiling and lower it back down. That's it. And feel what you need to do in your pelvis, how you round back. forward again. So Cindy, make sure you round back more. I know you can lift the leg, but you're actually taking your spine forward. I want you to go back more, even more. See if you can, there. I know, it's a little frightening there. That's it. And can you bring your nose and your knee closer together? But again, the whole mid-back is rounding backwards. These lower ribs come back. That's it, Tricia. Good. Good. And let that go and rest on your back. And please roll to your side, come up to sitting again. Same way, so your feet are standing. And this time we're going to go to the left leg. So the left hand is below the left knee, and then the right hand comes underneath the left foot. There you go. So again, as you start to lift up the left foot, the left knee comes closer to your chest, your face lowers towards the knee, and you round back. Feel a rolling sensation, and you feel how your lower ribs come behind your pelvis. That's it. That's it, Dale. Good. Cindy, go back more. Do you feel that? Not so much. Okay, not so much in your upper back, way down at your pelvis. I want your lower tailbone to round under, yeah, and on both sides. So you're doing it on the left side, but let both sides round back. That's a little bit better. Round under, there, that time you did it. So now everybody not do that. So. Put a constraint on yourself. You're not allowed to roll the pelvis at all and lift the left leg and just feel what that's like. Don't move the spine at all. Okay? Get that. Okay. Now go back to the rounding, rolling. Okay, and rest on your back. And I know for you it's just because you've been so protective for so long. There, it's like. I'm trying to think in my mind how to give you It's a really. I guess the word I'm going to choose is shocking sometimes. Shocking experience for oneself, for any of us, when we're asked to do something and it's like, we just feel like we can't initiate it. And I don't know if your sweetheart shared that with you at all. But I worked with Trisha's husband yesterday. And it's like, for the life of him, it's like he couldn't do this movement. And I just had to keep on coming up with ways, figuring out how he could actually experience it. And it was just like a blank slate. And finally, it was like to have a party afterwards. It was like, yes, he's like, I get it, you know. But it's strange because when you don't have any reference and you think you're doing it, but it's not happening. And he kept on thinking, am I doing this? It's like, no. But it's my job to keep on coming. And it's great because it forced me to come up with a whole different way of of creating a way environmentally that he would get it that I've never done before. So for me, that's a great experience. It's like, oh, I could do this with other people. But it's real frustrating sometimes, you know? Like, it's, and it's a shock because you think you're doing it, right? Yeah. But there's always, I will find a way. There's always a way. This might be too much, but we're going to try it. Okay, so bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to that side. And place the right ankle on your left knee, as we did in the beginning. And then scoop the left hand under the right foot. Place your right hand behind your head. Okay, and really, again, I really want you to get clear about the back of your head. If you are close to the neck, that's not the back of the head. It's higher up than you think. Okay, so go ahead and now lift your head and lift your right foot at the same time and lower them back down. Good. Just continue to do that as you exhale. And notice how actually your right elbow and your right knee are coming closer and closer to each other. They may even be able to touch at this point. Can they touch and can you still lengthen the leg at the same time? So don't stop the lengthening to touch. Like why would that have to stop? There you go. Good. Now let's notice one other relationship is the left elbow coming close to the right knee. So can all three kind of snuggle in together? There you go, in your head. Beautiful. That's the idea. Okay, rest on your back. How cute, he didn't share that. He probably didn't want to share. Oh, that one. He did not know laterally how to shift his pelvis at all. But a lot of men have that issue. He was really sweet about it. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing and place your left ankle on your right knee. That's it. Get a hold of the left foot from underneath with the right hand. That's right. And your left hand behind, again, your head. So up higher, I just keep on encouraging you to feel towards more the top. There you go. Good. And now go ahead and begin to lengthen the left leg. Lift your head. See if the left elbow and the left knee come towards one another. And then even feeling how, oh, that right elbow's in there too. So they're all coming close together. Certainly. That's it. Really nice. And let that go and rest on your back. So I'm thinking with you, Cindy, let's try this for a minute. I want you to sit on the roller. Come up to sitting. Let's see if you sit on the roller. Can you sit on it? Yeah, you can use your hands. There you go. And now think of rolling your butt behind the roller without leaning the body so far forward. That direction works better for you, so go forward. That's the idea. Now let those ribs come back. There! And now come back up. And now roll forward. That's it. Feel that tuck. That, yeah, feel that a couple times. There. Okay, we'll see if that helps. Okay, so continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and now you're going to bring your knees together and your feet really wide apart. There you go. Okay, so in this position, starting with the right knee, and we'll just do the right knee to begin with, is start to let the right knee come down towards the floor. So it's going to slide down. That's it, Julie. You got to make sure that your feet are wide enough so you can let, and sorry, Dale, I told you the wrong way. So keep the knees together. So you're going to tilt the right knee inward. Yeah. And then you bring it back up so that they're glued together again. So you start with the gluing, and then it's just as if you just let that right knee drop down to the floor, and then you come back up. That's it. And then let's just try a couple things with this. As you do that, let's put a constraint just for learning for something in the hip joint for a minute. The constraint is that the left knee doesn't move at all in space. So how do you keep the left leg standing, right, in the knee? So you don't have to go as far, but you don't let that left knee flail out to the side. So feel how that changes. There's a bigger movement that happens inside the hip joint. There you go. Good. Then come back up. And now this next time, if you want to let the left knee slightly go to the outside, but not to the point that it falls over. So you still have a sense that the left leg is standing, but if it slightly moves more, a little more over to the left, that's okay. And feel how that involves the pelvis more. Do you feel the difference? So do you feel now how the right side of the pelvis lifts up? Right, in the pelvis. So now you have a relationship between the hip and the pelvis and even the lower ribs. That's it. Come forward. Excellent. And now also notice how you roll to the inside of your right foot. Good. Okay, and come back to center. And now let's try the left leg. So first, do what's natural for you. And then I'll add in the different constraints. So just notice for these first few times with you just tilting that left knee to the inside towards the floor, what do you naturally do? What do you do with the right leg? What do you do in the hip joint? What do you do with the pelvis? So it's always good to just notice what is your first approximation. Now, this next time, let's put a constraint on the right leg that you don't let the right leg move at all. Okay, so you, bless you. So you just say, okay, it's not going to move at all. So you have to make a smaller movement. It's way smaller with letting the left knee, and more of the movement's occurring inside the hip joint. See if you can feel that. That means in the ball and the socket. Bless you. Good. Good. Okay. Now you can allow the right knee to go a little bit to the outside, but not that it's falling over. You know, the focus really is, can I drop my left knee, literally drop? Can I just let it go down to the floor? That's it, and bring it back up. And now feel how there's more involvement with the left side of your pelvis and the ribs. But you don't lose control with the right leg. Okay, let's just take a pause. Go ahead and straighten your legs and rest them. go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring them up to standing. Bring your knees completely close and touching together and your feet wide. And then this time, we're going to alternate. So let's start with the right leg. So you let the right knee tilt down, and then you bring it back up, and then they touch, and then the left tilts down. And just find your pace, your rhythm. Some people will go a little quicker, some a little slower. Just notice what it's like when, and really make sure that there's this moment when the knees come back and there's a contact. It's like the fabric of your clothing actually, you know, slides against one another as you transition from one leg to the other. That's nice. Feel that moment of transition. And notice for yourself if one side of the pelvis lifts easier than the other, now that you're going from side to side. Does one side of the lower ribs come forward easier? Good. Okay, and then let that go, and again, straighten your legs to rest for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Have your knees together and your feet wide apart. And now keeping your legs like that, interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Create the hammock feeling. And go ahead and lift your head, and this time direct your eyes and face towards your knees as they're pressing together. So you lift and then you go back down and lower. That's it. And again, could you maybe imagine as if somebody was standing in front of you, like me, or over you, and they would grab your elbows and pull your elbows forward to lift more and more of your back up. That's it. Good. Now pause for a moment, keep your legs the same, just lower your head, bring your arms by your side. And so then this time, and why don't you imagine it first, is that you would reach forward with your arms, as if you wanted to reach over your knees, as if you would bring yourself up to sitting. Again, as if I was standing below your knees, you were going to reach forward and I was going to help you come up. But you keep the knees together and the feet wide. So imagine it first in your mind, and then go ahead and bring your arms straight out in front of you and reach. It's kind of forward and above, and lift the head, soften the chest. That's it. So you're lifting over the knees. Think of that I'm standing there. So Trish, bring your hands a little bit more towards your knees. You're up to the ceiling. That's it. Now lift your, pull your chin in, and you are just going to roll up to sitting. You just keep imagining somebody's going to pull you and pull you and pull you, and just keep coming. That's it. And as you do it just a few more times, can you also pay attention to how you lower yourself back? So can you lower yourself back down, keeping your chin kind of closer into your chest, and that your head is the very last part that touches. That's it, Cindy. That's it, Dale. And then keep the head in, keep the head in, let the shoulders touch, and then good. Okay, and let that all go and rest. Lengthen your legs and rest. and bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands underneath your head. And we're going to go back to lifting your head and lifting your right leg and starting to make a circle with your right leg. Think of the circle up towards the ceiling. And just see if it's easier, it's lighter. And it's not necessarily important to make a big circle. What's most important is that you find a dimension that's comfortable for you. So if the circle's too big, that's probably not good. And if it's too tiny, it's not good. So find that range in between. That's it. And can you feel rolling on your back more? Is the circle still just in the hip joint, or is there more happening? That's it, Tess. With the whole pelvis moving on the floor, even the rib cage, that's it, Cindy. Even your elbows. Good. Okay. Pause and rest it. Lengthen your legs. Rest. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. And once again, we're going to raise the right leg to make circles. Fold the elbows and lift your head slightly. So the head is lifted so that you really feel this middle part of your back and you're just rolling along the middle part of your back. So really feel how you shift from the left to the right. That's better, Tricia. That's better, Julie. That's it, Gail. So it's not just the leg. Now change the direction of the circle. Good. Okay. And rest on your back. Lengthen your arms, your legs. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands in that non-habitual way, so we'll stay with that. And lift your left leg up to the ceiling. And again, you're going to start with the head lifted to make a circle. But it's really not about the leg making the circle, but feeling the whole body shifting. You're kind of rolling along your spine, the pelvis is moving. Breathing. So notice, how can you keep a continuous breath going even when you're in kind of this flexed, you know, held position? That's it. That's actually really when your abdominals work correctly, because the abdominals are working a lot right now, but you should be able to breathe. But many people, to do sit-ups and stuff, they hold their breath. Great. Okay. Rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Just do your regular interlacing of the hands under your head. Lift your left leg and make the circle in the opposite direction. And again, really feeling the whole self kind of rock along the mid to lower part of your back. It's the area right above the pelvis and lower ribs. That's it. Just feel if your leg is getting lighter. Good. Okay. And again, rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Place your right ankle on your left knee. Place your right hand underneath your head and the left hand gets a hold of your right foot. And go ahead and lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling and lift your head. And at this point, like, everything starts touching, right? It's like you're just create one little ball in front of you, the elbows, the knee, your nose. So again, keep the lengthening going so that the foot goes up towards the ceiling. That's it. Good, and let that go and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing and place your left ankle on your right knee. Left hand will be underneath your head and your right hand gets a hold of your left foot. And once again, you lengthen up towards the ceiling, lifting your head. Just again, feeling, noticing how your left knee, the left elbow, right elbow, nose, everything comes close towards one another. That's it. So it really requires a lot of softening in the chest, folding in the ribs and lower back. That's it. Great. Okay. And rest again. And now continuing to lie on your back with your arms down by your sides, let's just revisit this idea of lifting your head, looking forward towards your feet, as if you were going to come up to sitting. So your arms start to lengthen kind of along the floor. They might even lift a little bit. Just see if more of you can lift now. And just imagine that you could come up to sitting the whole way. It's really not that hard. What would allow you, that's it, Cindy, that's it, Julie, there you go, to come up all the way. I don't know why I think of it as Frankenstein or the dead corpse pose. There. And then lower yourself back down with the same quality. Slow, slow. That's it, Dale. Great. Okay. There you go, Tess. Great. Okay, and rest on your back. Good job. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting, and this time sit Indian style. With your legs crossed, have the right one on top. And then you're going to scoop under your right foot with your left hand. And you're going to scoop under, right? There you go, because the right leg's on top. So the left hand comes under the right foot, and your right hand comes under the right knee. And you keep it still. And so now bring the whole right lower leg up towards your face, and your face towards the foot. So not lengthening. Keep the leg crossed. So keep your right foot over towards the left side. You want to bring the parallel part. So keep your foot here and bring the whole thing. Yeah. Try to flare this out a little. There you go. Without falling over. Sorry. So, okay. And let your back round, right? Round back, even like Tess did, even if you were to roll on your back. So go ahead and roll on your, see if you can roll on your back. And so the constraint is you do not let go of the right knee or the right foot. And then how do you, that's it. How do you come back up? And let the left leg come along. There you go. Let the left leg come along. So roll back. That's now, that's the idea, Cass. And then go on your back. And now can you keep the right ankle and the left knee in contact? Like you just did, Cindy. So those two, that's another constraint. They never lose contact. And how can you go all the way back and come all the way up? That's it, Dale. But feel at that very end moment, you need to start pushing the belly out. That's where you struggle. So right there, stop. So start to go back. Stop. And now push the belly forward to come up. Come up a little bit more. Now push the belly out and get tall. Yeah. And then get real tall. Tall, 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 tall. So there's this place where you're here and you stay there. And I want you to do that. There you go. That's it. Tricia, you're good. Listen, get there you go. Get tall when you come up to the sitting. So feel that moment. There's a transitional moment in your pelvis where you go from the rounding and then you push those lower ribs forward, right? Remember how I told you I'm sequencing these lessons, right? Where you keep revisiting and circulating because this is one of the most important movements. That's it, Julie. There you go. Now, is there any way for you to take yourself forward over your right leg? So can you lower your head to the ground in front of you, over to the right knee as if you're going to roll onto your right side? So go ahead and roll over onto your right side and then come onto your back. And then roll back the same way. It's not that hard. So it's very hard if your head is in the air. So okay, you keep holding on to the right knee and the right foot and take your head forward in front of your knee. So remember how you have to come off your butt. That's it. Whatever it takes, Julie. And then roll. Cindy, take your head forward. You can do it. There you can. And so, Dale, you got to come more forward. So think you're going to roll to the right, but I want you more forward. And then you can come onto your back. Then come off your hip and then, yeah, and then come forward. There you go. So I'll give you the freedom that the left leg can do whatever it wants. There you go. And then roll back. Remember, that's it. That's it. So you are really, so is it your knee, Cindy? Okay. Okay. So we're going to find a way you still can do it. Okay, keep playing with it. Bring that head forward. That's it, Dale. And I don't care what you do with that left leg. There you go. Kick it up in the air, whatever you want to do. And for you, Cindy, if you need to keep the leg more standing, I'm okay with that. So once you lean over here, take this leg out, do whatever you need to do. There you go. Now roll back up to sitting. There you go. So if that's how you need to, but drop the head there. And now roll all the way onto your back, like kind of like a monkey would do. And you can make a whole circle, so you can have lots of fun, can't you? That's it, Tricia. Except that your head is the very last to pick up. Lower it, lower it, lower it. That's it. You can make a whole circle. Okay, everybody come back and we'll pause for a second. Find your spot, rest on your back. We'll change legs and see. When in doubt, you go to the other side. See what the other side's doing. And you can, remember, you're not allowed to say can't with me. We will find a way. There's always a way. Okay, so come up to sitting, and this time the left leg would be crossed on top of the right. So if you cross your legs in front of you, the left is on top. So you're going to get a hold of the left foot with the right hand from underneath, and you hold from underneath the left knee, your left hand, right? So the constraint is you don't let go. So there you go. So see if you can put this on top of there. Start from there. Okay, So first start by lifting. We started by lifting the left leg and starting to roll back, right? And then you went into rolling all the way on your back. And then you came back up. And you can use some, and then push the belt. That's it, Dale. Just get that idea. So really, the more that you can allow your left arm to come under your left knee, even to the point that your knee's in your elbow. Yeah. That'll make it easier. So you're really scrunching yourself closed. There you go, Cindy. That's it, Dale. So test, see if you can even get the knee. There you go. There. I know you can do it. So that means the ribs have to fold. That's it, more. Now this next time, right, take your head forward and start to roll over to the left side. The sooner that you bring your head to the ground, the easier it is. See, if you keep your head up in the air, if you're going to fall. You feel like you're going to fall. And so we're doing all these lessons. You notice we're doing all this kind of like folding. Because the only way you can learn to unfold is to fold first. Okay, we'll try differently. So go back down. There you go. Roll over. Don't move that foot, just roll. There you go. Now keep it tucked in and then roll back. And place the foot back down first. There you go. Yeah, you can do it. You see? You can do it. That's nice, Julie. But now, see, do you really have to lift your pelvis so high in the air? That's better. There you go. That's it. Now, what if you now, wherever you are in the movement, put each hand with each knee? Okay, so, and still cross the feet, and still go into the rolling. So pick a side, that's it, so that's it. And then as you come up to sitting, the legs end up crossed, and on your back they kind of uncross. There you go. But I want your head to come closer to the floor. So, now how come you can do it that way, right? When you're coming up, you feel safer. So when you go down, make yourself do the same thing. Okay, do it the other side. So remember, the sooner your head comes forward, and again, this is all this softening in your ribs. But that's it, Dale. The softer I get your ribs, then the more we can open them. There, so you just keep making a circle. There you go. Last thing to come up, that's better, Dale, is your head. Just keep working it. You guys are doing great. Whew! This makes lifting the leg in the air nothing, right? So go back onto your back. Wherever you are, just stay on your back. And now, like Trish, where you're at, just put your left leg standing and lift your right leg in the air. Start making some circles with the right leg, arms by your side. Just feel how easy that is now. How light is the leg now? What leg, right? Didn't it feel like so heavy before? Okay, now try the other leg. What happened? Isn't it light? Good. Okay. And just come back to your spot and rest on your back. So this is another like lesson, you know, or just movements that you can, just the rolling. Interlace. That's it's called hands interlaced. Yeah. Okay. You know what? It's a great question. I just think that they, whoever. In the translation, you know, you have to remember that these lessons have been translated from physics to Hebrew to English. And so as the translation occurred, whoever's doing the translating, and when you got 3,000, boy, plus, you just start coming up with titles. So I think because there's a great deal of time that you had the hands interlaced behind the head. That would be my guess.
Yeah, but when you translate, but
with the hands, yeah. But there, I guess how you could interpret it is that the hands behind the head and the elbows coming forward is all this softening in the ribs. But it is. It's very interesting. Wait till we get to the one that's called Catching Flies. And that's a title. That's one of my favorite lessons we're getting to. It's like, catching flies? What? So, I'm sure that the titles could definitely be worked on, but. Okay, so just take a moment to notice how you're resting there now. Certainly from a lesson like this, there's a level of aliveness that you feel in your whole self. And just notice that, how you're feeling and sensing parts of yourself that maybe you don't feel too often. And it's interesting because even if you do things like run or bike, like those kind of dead zones still stay dead in those activities, right? Even though you think you're doing all this motion, but there's something different here. And it really has to do with you relating to yourself. This holding your foot and holding your head and your arms and rolling along your back, and it's a deep inner relationship that you're having with yourself, and in that is where this sense of aliveness, this sense of parts of you open up that you didn't sense before. That's when it happens. So I would just encourage you between this week and next week, or if you're going to be out of town in the next couple of weeks, to just play with this idea, rolling and holding onto a foot and a leg and rolling along your back and coming up to sitting. Okay, so taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of the sides. You can do what we did today or perhaps from one of the other lessons, a way that you know how to roll up, come up to sitting and then come up to standing, to observe and notice how you feel in standing, 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 how you feel in standing.